This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
What did you watch this week?
You stuttered a little bit there.
Well, because I finally got a good look at your shirt. Okay, so the shirt that John has on right now is absolutely just amazing. It is, think of the Donkey Kong course, you know, the original one where Mario, where Mario has to go up the ladders and run up the slanted walls to get to the top. Well, instead of Donkey Kong and Mario and the princess, it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Starting from the bottom and working its way up through the movie.
Exactly, yeah. It's going through the movie. And it's done 8-bit style.
Yeah.
And it just looks amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And the thing is, I was only coming over here tonight, so I literally just wore it for your benefit.
I appreciate that.
Because I knew that you would appreciate it.
Oh, I do. I do. Yeah, it's a fantastic shirt.
It was Woot, which is one of Amazon's subsidiaries. They do, like, refurbished stuff.
Huh.
And I have their app, and one day they were like, oh, here's some cool shirts. And I saw this one, and I was like, for $15, I got to get it.
Yeah.
And I did.
So this week, we're really not going to talk about any shows or stuff we watched.
Nope.
We're going to talk about stuff that we plan on watching. Or upcoming events, if you will.
And then next time we record, we'll get back to talking
about
the shows
we watched, yeah.
Such as, you know, the season finale of The Detour and The In-Between. And
yep.
Which, the premiere of The Righteous Gemstones.
Real quick, was really good.
Yeah. All of the above.
So I had heard that the Mandalorian trailer was going to get released today, and I have yet to see it pop
I have
up.
Yet to see it as well.
Right now, someone is live streaming the Disney Plus panel at the D23.
Yeah.
So that could be something that...
maybe by the time we're done recording.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, they're kind of rapid firing the reports. As we were getting ready to sit down, I told you that they just announced She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and Ms. Marvel are all series that are coming to Disney Plus.
And about an hour ago, I saw that also a new Star Wars series coming to Disney Plus is Donald Glover returning as Lando Calrissian, which... I'll watch the hell out of that.
Fuck yeah. I mean, who wouldn't? Like I was saying before, in our talks about Solo, we both agreed we need more Lando.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't enough Lando, and Donald Glover is just great anyway, so.
And I would watch a She-Hulk series.
Can you even put the bath mat down in the shower?
I don't know. I didn't go in the bathroom. Is the rug down?
No.
I mean, was the towel still down?
No.
Is the floor soaked? He probably didn't then. Yeah, he can be. He's a 13-year-old boy. They're stupid.
That's not an excuse.
Fair enough.
So, you said that you would watch the hell out of a She-Hulk show.
Yeah.
Sorry, interrupt.
I don't think you really were, because now you're talking even louder. Like, you're trying to get your 15 minutes of fame on the podcast, which is heard by very few people. Requiring?
Recording?
Yes. Yes, we already started requiring silence.
You guys jumped in pretty quick.
Yeah, well, sometimes we do chat for a half hour, 45 minutes beforehand, but I figured if we get the recording done, we can chat after.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't have to work tomorrow.
That's right.
We might even go watch a movie. I don't know what we're going
to
do.
I don't have to work.
Oh, you sent me a Redbox code? Sweet.
$25.
Nice. Hey, you know,
$1.25.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same price that your mother charges for a blowjob, you piece of shit.
No. Okay. No, it's a toll booth Willie.
Toll booth Willie.
Adam Sandler.
The priest actually says that to him.
Yeah, the priest says it to him. Yes, I get the honor. Oh,
that's even worse then.
Your brother would have gotten the Tollbooth Willie resident reference, but it's this guy. Welcome to Worcester, $1.25. Here's $1.25, and go fuck yourself. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Like everybody that goes that's the whole thing. Crap.
And then, like, the priest comes through, and he's like, oh, Father O'Hannigan. And he's like, oh, hi, Willie, how are you? And he's like, that'll be $1.25, Father. And he goes, $1.25, Willie? That's the same price that your mother charges for a blowjob, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
So when you said $1.25, it was just like, yes. Your mother is a saint. There is no way that she would ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
Ever. Ever.
But it's an Adam Sandler bit from 30 years ago. So it's funny to us.
Because we're five.
Apparently. Yeah. Hey, we got Dick Tracy watches.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dick.
For those who didn't catch that, she muttered, fucking idiots, and then left the room.
At least I'm leaving. You're married. Ha. I'm okay with She's that. Stuck being married to an idiot. Wait, how does that track? Does that track?
I don't think it tracks at all. No.
Yeah, no.
Because
that would have been more likely to be like, sorry, Kate, you're married to an idiot. There we go.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good save.
Wouldn't you get food at a restaurant?
We went to this restaurant in Connecticut on the Massachusetts line on I-84. It's called Traveler's Restaurant and Books.
What's my erotic ghost story?
Isn't that in your hand?
The other hand?
Nope. Isn't that one right there?
I thought it was a hardcover.
Nope.
I had to buy it. I got it for free. An erotic
ghost story. Ooh.
What are you, sex with ghosts?
I mean, that's what it seems like. Or maybe it's two ghosts having the sex.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's just
they get
so
ectoplasm all over the walls.
I'll let you know.
Next week. Kate's real good at explaining books when she's reading them. Like, sincerely, she is. I'll sit there and listen to her, and it's captivating.
Do you ever just read it out loud to him?
No.
Why not?
Her summations are better than the word.
Because sometimes the books, are as pathetic as horrible as an erotic story.
As you expect.
Yeah.
So you don't want all the details. You just want the summary.
Yeah.
Just the facts.
Yep. You want the meat and potatoes, not all the fluff.
Read this. Earthbound.
There you go. So we were at this this restaurant called Travelers, and with lunch you get three free books. Your sister would love it.
Yeah. Where was this?
It's in Connecticut, right off I-84.
Yeah, I don't think
you're the Massachusetts line. Well, no, but if she ever was through there, so we stopped. The food was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we both got these sandwiches that were just tremendous. And they have all these books upstairs. And again, with every meal, you get three free books. So we got three books. And then they do have, you can go downstairs where they have like older books that they sell. And the price is marked type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not a new bookstore. It's all used books or, but yeah, it's a cool concept.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
So, fall preview.
Yeah.
What's coming out this fall?
Bunch of shows and stuff. And that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Right. If that was seriously the case, I'd feel cheated as a fan. I'd be like, all right, motherfuckers. I just had to sit there and listen to this random back and forth, and now suddenly you're just like, see ya.
So I have a list of a website I found. I'm not going to go over every single show.
Thank God.
Or anything of that nature. It's mostly like, this is what I'm interested in, and it's by the date they return.
Okay. And I went by network. I figured you'd have the dates covered, and I tacked on some notes to some of the newer shows.
Yeah.
Because I figure we can talk about the returning shows and how excited we are. But,
yes.
The newer ones, I kind of took a few notes on them.
Good, because I mostly just have dates and stuff. And
awesome.
I don't have,
what a team we made.
I don't have notes.
Yeah. All right. So where do you want to start?
Today is August the 23rd, and correct, that's actually where my list starts, August 23rd, 13 Reasons Why Season 3 got dropped today on Netflix. I'm not going to watch it. I know a lot of people do.
This time some kid got killed.
I thought he got... I almost thought he got killed last season and I'm trying to figure it out this season. I don't know.
I didn't watch the show.
I'm not watching it. I did watch the first season.
And you liked it.
Season 3 is set 8 months after the end of season 2. So stuff happens. And yeah, the guy that got murdered in season two, they're trying to figure out who murdered him this season, apparently. But I guess this will be the last season, from what I heard.
Yay.
In red.
Three seems to be a number of seasons that's, like, average these days.
Oh, sorry. Fourth and final season.
This is the fourth and final
season? No, next year will be the fourth and final season. So.
Well, that throws my theory way off.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
But also, like, with Netflix, we're getting series that, like, for instance, Manhunter just returned. And it's a good season this year. I'll talk more about it next week.
Mindhunter,
yeah. But 2 years in between seasons.
Yeah.
Which is becoming a not uncommon thing now.
Right.
With, like, the streaming shows.
Yep.
Which you won't get on a network show.
Correct.
Well, depends on the network, I realize. But typically speaking, you know, like, we're waiting forever. The next season of The Orville.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not a fan of that.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of The Orville.
I'm a tremendous fan.
Waiting is not my favorite thing.
Correct.
What's the watch?
It's on this charger upstairs.
That's a sad place for it.
Well, it was almost dead.
It's still sad.
Had a charge.
Okay.
I had a rough day. I got to work at 7 a.m. I took like a 2.5 hour nap. I had to watch four kids.
You only have three kids.
Nephew AJ was here because his Boys and Girls Club's closed. Our daycare's closed. And then...
Did a plague sweep through them?
No, it's just they closed that... They both closed the week before school starts. So, like,
Why would daycare close the week before school starts? That's the time when you need the kids out most.
Because our daycare lady, that's when they go on their summer vacation. When she was had younger, when her kids were kids, younger, they all summer long, she ran the daycare. And then that last week before school started, she would take that week off so they could go on their summer vacation before school started.
Okay.
Take their kid away. And so she's just maintained that. So she closes February vacation. She closes this week. And then the Boys and Girls Club always closed the week before school starts and the week after school ends to get ready for their summer season and now to get ready for the school season.
Hmm. Why did I ask?
Oh, because you did.
Yeah.
So we got the new refrigerator today.
Yes.
It's
That's nice.
It's really nice. It's a Samsung.
You guys should see it. You can't because it's a podcast.
Right. It's French doors on the top and then the pull-out freezer chest on the bottom.
What color would you say it is?
It's white.
Really?
What color is it?
You wouldn't go with snow.
No. I wouldn't.
Shocker. Big surprise.
Ivory, maybe?
No, that's not ivory.
Okay.
Ivory's like a yellowish white.
It's white. It's a white refrigerator.
Okay.
Hey, you.
That's kind of racist.
Go take a shower.
Okay. He's not talking to me. He's talking to his daughter.
Put the floor mat down before you do. Make sure you scrub all that crap off the back of your hand.
Got it.
So anyways.
Can I have a dessert after?
Go shower.
Okay, I'm gone.
So anyways, after the fridge got delivered, I went and took another nap. So I'm running on like 3.5 hours of sleep.
Wow. That's not good.
I feel good, though.
You're not going to. By the end of this episode, I predict your eyes are going to be rolling up in your head.
Probably. So anyways, that's why my watch is charging, because I had it on all day, basically.
Gotcha. So where are we at?
We are 12 minutes in.
Well, 13 minutes in.
Yeah.
And we've talked about one show.
Yeah, well, a little bit more than that.
No, one show.
You
told us that 13 Hulk. Reasons Why comes back.
Talk about Hulk, She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Or was that before we started recording?
No, we managed to squeeze that in on the recording as well.
Fantastic.
You're welcome, audience.
August 30th, Carnival Row on Amazon?
Yes.
I didn't know that was coming out so quickly.
Yeah, I'm really stoked
excited about that, yeah.
And the same day... is the Dark Crystal one on Netflix.
Oh, it is. I didn't have that. Okay.
Yep.
That wasn't on my list. Nice.
So yeah, a week from today, we get both of those, which is going to be interesting because they're both supernatural theme kind of. Yeah. I'm looking forward to both of those. I don't know if I'm going to binge them, though.
I don't know either.
I think it'll depend, like, with each one of them. I'll watch the first episode and see how I feel. Like, am I excited to watch the next one? Do I have to get some closure, or can I, like, pace it out and go, you know, I can wait.
It's hard sometimes when that next episode's right there to get that instant gratification.
Especially on the shows where you're watching it in the background.
Yes.
And it's got the, you know, next episode in 3, 2, 1, and then it just does it. And you're like, whatever.
So I am a bit concerned.
Ooh.
Because I got a new job.
Yes. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
The one that we've been talking about the past couple episodes, Mike actually got it.
Yeah, so starting the 9th of September, I'll be a Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. kind of guy.
Rock on.
I don't know when I'll have time to watch shows.
Welcome to my world, pal. Because, of course, you have wife and kids.
Yeah, but because as it is, like a lot of shows I watch at work.
Yeah.
You know, I have it on. Oh, shit, I meant to make a phone call today. I have my tablet sitting up on the desk, and I just kind of have it running for shows that, like you kind of said, background shows. Yeah. But, yeah.
You'll find a way. Basically, what's going to happen is if I can guess properly, your wife usually goes to bed around this time. And even though you're going to be getting up in the morning for a 7:30 job, you're still going to be like me and stay up till like 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to fit in a lot of your stuff in the evenings and the weekends.
Right. Yeah.
So you'll find – that's why when you said at first, like, let's pick a day and always record on that day, I'm like, let's work on your schedule first and see.
Yeah.
Because you might be like – well, yeah, I need to cram everything in if we're going to record Saturday night.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Cram it all in Saturday morning, and that's right. What was going to happen.
Well, no, I thought like it'd be nice if we just did have a night.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. But we'll see where it's easiest for you to watch shows.
Yeah, we'll figure that out because it's going to be a whole lot of different changes. I've never had a job where I just work Monday through Friday.
I know.
Time hours.
Hey, they say that, you know, when people hit 40, they go through that midlife crisis and they change everything. Well, you're making a positive change.
Yeah.
You're not buying a sports car or, you know, shaving your head or getting a mistress that I know of.
Yeah, no mistress. What was that, honey? See, yeah.
I like how that's the thing. You can get a sports car, you can have a mistress, but Kate just called out, you better not shave your head. That's what she cares
I'm not allowed
about.
To shave my head anymore or cut my beard. I wouldn't shave my beard off anyways.
No.
No, I wouldn't. But I've come close to shaving my head a couple of times.
Apparently that's not going to happen, though.
No, it's just so much easier.
So, what else we got?
So, the Dark Crystal, I kind of wish I would have read more about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that I didn't.
Well, no, okay, let me rephrase that. Not story plot line wise, but like, is it going to look like the original Dark Crystal? Are they using the same, you know, they're using the Henson Muppet Creature Factory for
they
the Muppets?
Sure are.
Are they going to make them look all fancy, newer thing, or is it going to be, you know what I mean?
You haven't seen the trailers?
I made the decision to stay away so I could watch the show, and now it's almost like.
No. It's.
I got
it's
a couple weeks.
Henson's
so.
Creature Factory? No, you've got 1 week.
I got, but you know what I mean. I got a week, so.
It's Henson's Creature Factory. It looks like the original. But yes, a little bit cleaned up because it's, you know, 2019 now, not 1984. But yeah, I think you're going to be happy with what you see.
All right. Well, we shall see.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, September 6th, Titans season 2 on DC Universe. I haven't read a lot about it other than they're going to introduce a whole bunch of new characters, and so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I didn't binge it last time. I kind of watched it when I got around to it, and that's probably how I'll be this time. I'm using my buddy's sign-in for it, so.
Right.
I mean, I watched the first couple of episodes of Swamp Thing, and then I was just like, this series is just a case basis on diminishing returns with every episode.
Really?
Yeah. So. Never even ended up finishing it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. September 9th. Do you have anything to add in between there?
No. Honestly, like, I did a couple of dates, but I was like, Mike's going to have the date, so.
September 9th on HGTV. This just caught my eye, and it's called A Very Brady Renovation.
I've heard about that, yes.
And essentially, it's all six of the Brady Bunch kids renovating the Brady house. So, you know, in every episode, they would show that image of the Brady house, what was the outside front of the house off the street. It was an actual home out in California, but, like, obviously then after that, they were on a set. Well, HGTV bought the house, and now the Bradys are going to renovate the house to make it look like the Brady Bunch set inside the house. So, I'm not going to say I'm going to watch it. It's just the concept caught my eye.
Okay.
I just thought it was interesting and kind of hilarious and... I mean, the title, like I saw the title, A Very Brady Renovation, without knowing anything about it, I went, This has got to be Brady Bunch related, like somehow. new series on Netflix coming out the 13th of September. It's called Unbelievable. It's a miniseries about Maria, a girl charged for lying about being raped, and the two female detectives investigating it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. It's not much of a synopsis. I don't have the I read a whole article about it, and I don't have time to read. I'm not going to read the whole article, but it seems very interesting. Because of course there'll be twists and turns and this and that and whatever. But Toni Collette is one of the leads.
Oh, okay.
Along with Merritt Weaver, and then Caitlin Dever is Maria, and she was just in Booksmart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Still want to really see that.
I do want to see. I want to see Booksmart really bad, and I want to see Anna and the Apocalypse.
Yep.
Which I think that's something that we can just rent on Amazon now.
Oh really?
Probably should, or at least on Vudu. I think.
Check my phone.
September 18th, American Horror Story 1984. I've read nothing else about it.
I watched some of the previews, but I'm going to check this out.
Yeah, that's enough for me. I saw like some still images. I know it's about a 80s slasher flick, basically.
Yep.
That's enough for me to watch it. September 20th, Disenchantment Part 2 on Netflix, finally.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize how friggin' long it's been since we got Part 1. It's been like, I'm pretty sure. I feel like it's been 2 years. Of course, I'm going to look it up now.
Looks like Booksmart doesn't really have... have streaming options, but they're all to buy.
Anna and the Apocalypse.
Right.
That's what,
I was checking both of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I guess season one did come out last year. I don't know. It felt like a long time ago. Okay, August 2018.
It's still expensive.
How much?
$6 to rent it on Vudu.
That's... Yeah, okay, never mind. Oh, wait.
Although it says you can watch it on Epix if you have a subscription.
Oh, okay.
It's $10 if you buy it on Vudu. Anyway.
September 23rd, we get the returning The Good Doctor Season 3.
That's a lot of stuff comes out September 23rd, if I remember correctly. But like that whole week, a lot of shows either premiere or come back.
I don't have a whole list of them. Oh, September 23rd. Yes, that's like the big start of everything.
Yep.
But I just put down kind of the shows we watch.
Yep.
Or I watch or whatever. So, The Good Doctor and then Prodigal Son. Have you seen about this one?
Yes.
To the series centers on a young profiler whose father is an infamous serial killer known as The Surgeon. It's going to be on Fox.
Yep. Seems like a Fox show.
I'm going to check this one out.
Yep.
Lou Diamond Phillips is in it. So, I'm kind of a sucker there. Michael Sheen's in it. Tom Payne. But yeah, so I'm going to check this one out. It looks pretty interesting from the little trailer I saw.
Yeah. I watched the trailer for something on September 23rd called All Rise. Focuses on judges and district attorneys, and it seems like it's mostly a drama because, you know, it focuses on this girl who just became a judge and, you know, people are giving her advice and telling her, you know, no, you just got to be impartial and you've got to do this and just don't go to trial. Just get everything settled and don't go to trial. And then, like, the first one that she sees up there is this girl who looks like she's been beaten. And she's like, well, what do you want to plea? And her attorney's like, you know, guilty, Your Honor. We just want to take the deal. And she looks at the girl. And she's like, you know, did you do it? And she's like, no. She's like, then what do you want to plead? Not guilty. She goes, we're going to trial. And, you know, so it's
going to be. That makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be a drama with heart, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It's on CBS, so whatever.
Oh, okay, I did see this, because Misty Knight from Luke Cage is the judge.
Yep.
Okay. I could see her be like, we're going to trial.
Yeah.
Fireworks didn't let off?
That was odd.
Yeah. Well, I did see the
float. Maybe it's a shotgun.
No, it's not. It's fireworks. I did see the float in the river a couple days ago.
Gotcha.
I wonder what the occasion is.
End of the summer, kids going back to school.
Hey, Kate, what's the occasion for the fireworks tonight? She must have gone upstairs.
She's got her porn book. Of course she went upstairs.
All right, so September 24th. This is a big return day. New Amsterdam Season 2.
Which I didn't realize they were going to have a Season 2.
Neither did I until I read that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
because my mother keeps asking me. She's like, have you heard anything about that show with the big hospital? And I'm like, no. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, September 24th, Season 2. I'm like, oh.
This is us Season 4. and The Conners season two, which is another show I didn't know was actually getting a second season.
Yeah.
It seemed like it ended last year, and I was like, all right, well, they're going to do more? And it's so it was kind of unknown. But, I mean, I enjoyed the show last year. I don't know. Like, last year they only did they did 11 episodes. So I don't know how many episodes they're looking at doing this year. But, oh, apparently it's 13 episodes.
Yeah, that's about average.
Oh, sorry, 19. Wow. They originally ordered 13, and then they extended it for 6 extra episodes.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost a full season. Wow. Or standard network show seasons. All right. September 25th, because, again, we're going to go, you know, The Goldberg season 7's back, which is cool. I'm not super excited because I haven't watched all the other seasons. However, Schooled season 2 is back.
Okay.
What's wrong?
First off, the other day, I was playing a game, and I turned it off, and The Goldbergs was on TV. And, again, I think that The Goldbergs is awesome, but I've never really watched an entire season. I've watched, like, a bit here, a bit there. But the episode that was playing, I didn't realize it was The Goldbergs at first because it was The Wedding Singer.
And it was Robbie Hart. I did watch that episode.
Holy crap. I've seen Bev, like, talking to John Lovitz, and he's like... He looked older, but, you know, he's supposed to be playing the same character because she interrupted
when he's off stage.
And she's like, I want Robbie Hart. And he's like, no, he's ruined. You know, you want me. I'm the new guy in town. I was like, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
But it was the whole, like, Lainey was going to marry the brother. And then he even foreshadows it, in, you know, in Goldberg's narration. You know, he's like, yeah. They broke up, and Lainey's life went in a different direction. They'd meet up later on, but that's another story. And I'm like, oh, we've seen that story.
Yeah, I mean, I did watch that episode when I heard it was on because the Wedding Singer connection.
Yes.
But, yeah, so, again, more exciting for me, Schooled is back for a second season, which I love Schooled.
Yeah. I may find myself going back and watching The Goldbergs like as a background show type of thing.
Yep.
I will say this. I've got to speak out on this because there's a show coming on Monday the 23rd on CBS called Bob Hart's Abishola. And it's the guy from Mike and Molly, you know, Mike.
Yeah.
And from the previews that I've seen, he marries an African-American woman. And I don't know if he, like, goes to a place that's predominantly African-Americans or what. But it's supposed to be, like, this really awkward, like, he's a white collar worker and she's, you know, it looks dumb. Like, nothing in any of the previews have shown me whether it's a comedy or a drama and whether or not I would want to watch it. It really kind of infuriates me because I like him as an actor. I don't know who the actress is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that one.
I'm trying to look at what else is.
Real quick, just to finish out the 25th of September.
Wait, you were on the 24th. Now you're on the
25th. The 25th is The Goldbergs in School.
That's right.
Stumptown.
Yes.
On ABC that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
South Park comes back, too. Wow.
Oh, there you go.
And I've started seeing the Stumptown previews that have Jake Johnson in them.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that because I really like him.
Yeah, he's great. Of course, Colby Smulders. I mean, what's to say, really?
Why not?
How old? You know, not. I wonder how old she is, real quick. 37. Okay. We've been seeing her on TV for so many years. I was just curious how that is.
Yep.
September 26th. All 12 episodes of the new season of Creepshow drops on Shudder.
I'm gonna let you watch that and let me know how it is.
Well, I don't know if I'm. I mean, I plan on watching it at some point, but it's gonna be one of those like.
Kind of like how I am with the third season of Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get there eventually.
I haven't watched it yet either, and I loved it.
Or the third season of Jessica Jones, or the second season of The Punisher, you know?
Oh, my God. I'll get there eventually. I was literally just sitting here thinking, like, well, I started watching a show on Netflix, and it was the first couple episodes, and I didn't finish it. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, yeah. I don't know if I ever will.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
once
like...
Once you know something's canceled, it kind of deflates it.
Well, I mean, it's why I didn't watch Firefly for so long.
They just canceled Krypton, and I looked at my DVR and had 9 episodes, and I went, delete?
Yeah.
Like, why would I bother?
It's not
Plus, they were changing the story so that, like, it was going to take place in modern times, and instead of Superman being here,
Jor-El was going to be here, but he was going to be a villain under Brainiac's command, working for the Russians.
Isn't Lobo in Krypton this season?
Yep.
That's all I saw. Lobo.
And he was supposed to get a spinoff show. Now both have been canceled. So the 26th.
Superstore Season 5.
Yeah!
The Good Place Season 4.
Yeah! Final season.
It is the final season, yep. And then Law & Order SVU Season 21. So, it's kind of sad to see The Good Place coming to an end, but it makes sense.
It sure does. Yeah. And they're going out on their own terms.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now, there are a lot of new shows that premiere that night, too.
Okay.
So I've got some information on those. One of them is called Perfect Harmony.
All right.
It's got Bradley Whitford, who, I love him. You probably remember him from Us, or he was he was Eric the Asshole and Billy Madison. He was also on The West Wing. He was on The Good Guys, that TV show with Tom Hanks' son.
Yep.
So basically, he is a music instructor, and he's ready to kill himself. So the preview starts with him sitting in a car with a bottle of pills, and he goes, if there's a reason for me to live, he's outside of a church. He's like, if there's a reason for me to live, give me a sign. Otherwise... And then he hears this choir inside, and he goes, oh, hell no, this is not going to be the last thing that I hear before I die. And he goes inside, and it's this awful choir, and they're, you know, the ragtag misfit type. So he agrees to coach them because he's got nothing else going on in life, and it looks really good. It looks funny.
So it's the Bad News Bears choir edition.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not going to be Glee and be all kinds of drama. It's also got Anna Camp, who was if you ever watched Pitch Perfect, which I'm sure you didn't, she was the obsessive leader of the Bellas that vomited a lot.
Okay, I did see the first one.
Yeah. It's a great movie, honestly. Okay, also there's going to be a show called The Unicorn. Walter Goggins.
Oh.
Yeah. He plays a single dad of two girls who are about, it looks like they're about 10 and 13 or something. His wife just died last year. So he has only recently taken off his ring, and he is a super dedicated dad. He's a good cook. But he is oblivious to the fact that he is desired by all these women. Rob Caudry and another lady, I can't think of who she is right now. They play two of his friends. You know, they're a married couple. It looks really good.
So he's the unicorn.
Yes, he's the unicorn. And, you know, they're all telling him, they're like, these women want you. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he's standing there coaching his daughters, and one of the women comes up, and she's like, hey, the girls can come over to my place afterwards. He goes, okay, that's great. Well, you could come too. He goes, oh, maybe if I got time. Like, he's just oblivious to this kind of stuff, but not in a comical way, just in like a, I've been married for this many years. She was the love of my life. I don't even notice other women.
Well, Rob Caudry's funny.
Oh, he's hilarious.
So, I mean, that's awesome.
Yes.
And Michael Watkins is good.
Yes, that's who it is.
Yep.
And, of course, Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Ever since Justified, I'm sold on everything he's
right. And it looks like it does have some good heart in it. Like, at one point, he's talking to his two daughters about dating. And he says, you know, sometimes people want – and his younger daughter goes, oh, my God, it's a sex thing. I'm going to vomit. And then his older daughter goes, hey – Dad does nothing but ever take care of us. He deserves to be happy, too. So it seems like it's going to be more heart than comedy, but Rob Caudry definitely, like...
Does say it's a sitcom, so it's going to be a half-hour show.
Yeah. I urge you to check out the preview, because I think you'll like
it. Yeah, I think I will.
There's another show coming on that night called Carol's Second Act. I will stay far away from this one.
Yeah,
Patricia Heaton as an intern, you know, and everybody mistakes her for the doctor, because she's so old.
I feel like that has been done.
Yeah. There's another one called Sunnyside that I'm really not sold on. It's Cal Penn, who I really love Cal Penn.
I saw that as well, and I was like,
pfft. Yeah, he's supposed to be coaching a group of immigrants, and they're all different kinds. You know, there's the Asian couple who's very, very rich, but they're not citizens. And then there's the woman who has like 16 jobs, and they're all some kind of stereotype of an immigrant. And he's supposed to be coaching them so that they can get their citizenship. But then at 10 o'clock on CBS is a new show called Evil. Have you seen this?
Yes, I forgot to put it on the list. But yes, I did see that.
I'm really interested in this one. Woman who is basically, she's the woman of science.
This looks really good.
And she tracks down and arrests serial killers, and then is introduced to the fact that maybe they're not an evil person. Maybe they're possessed by something.
Well, Michael Emerson's in it.
Michael Emerson is in it, which I love. And Mike Coulter.
Yeah.
You know, Luke Cage is in it.
Yep, he's in it as well. And it's the premise here listed is a skeptical psychologist allies with a priest and a contractor to investigate purportedly supernatural incidents.
Yep. So. And that's a very, you know, broad.
Yes. But no, I did see the trailer for that, and I was like, ooh, that looks good.
Yes. So that comes out on the 26th, and I'm looking forward to that. So what you got on the 27th?
Nothing. Do you have anything? Because that is a Friday.
Yeah. Well, there's a new show coming out on Netflix called The Politician. I can't remember if I care about that or not.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
I'll take your word for it.
I watched the trailer, and I was like... And not just because it's about politics. It just didn't look good to me. September 29th, Simpsons Season 31 debuts.
Why couldn't they have done it on the 31st? Oh, wait, because there's no 31 dates in September.
Family Guy Season 17.
Damn.
And on Sunday nights now, The Rookie Season 2.
Wow, that was a really loud one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited for The Rookie to come back, but I'm very interested to see what they're going to do this season.
Well, I don't know. With the whole drama going on with it and everything, I'll be curious to see how that affects the show. And I don't know if this Sunday night return is going to be just for this night or if that's going to be the new night it's on.
Now, you don't watch this one, but I'm very excited because season two of God Friended Me comes back. And that's the one that I said, honestly, was my breakout hit of last season.
Yep.
Like, that was my favorite new show of everything. So that was exciting.
I jumped till October 4th for The Blacklist Season 7, which when I say that out loud, I'm like, seven seasons? Damn.
Seems like it's been longer.
Well, I know my grandmother passed away a couple of years ago. And
correct.
And she freaking loved the show, which mm-hmm. surprised me. She'd get the DVDs from Netflix in the mail. Like, well, she was 80. I mean, that's what they do.
Right.
But anyways, season seven. October 6th, Batwoman debuts.
Yes.
And Supergirl season 4 makes its return there. Season 4, that is.
Yeah.
You know,
The Walking Dead comes back.
Yep.
If anybody cares.
I don't. So I'm excited for, I'm going to watch all the CW shows leading up to the big crisis because the crisis is going to be so amazing. I want to be caught up in everything. I really think Batwoman looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it's good. I really want to give it a chance.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Myself. Other people I know are like, woo, 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 woo.
You haven't even tried it yet. That's right. Like the kid that goes, no, I don't want to eat it.
Right.
I don't want to eat it. Just put it in your mouth and try it.
Well, but the thing is, we got a sample for Batwoman last year during the crossover.
It was pretty good.
And that was enough for me to go, ooh, I would watch a series of this.
Yeah.
And then they announced the series.
Right.
Yeah.
We've never had an actual Bat Person series.
Right.
We've had Arrow, which, as long as they don't dial up the drama like they did in Arrow. You know, that's my big...
Well, I mean, obviously we had Batman back in the 60s.
Right.
But since then, I mean, think about all the different... Okay, you had the Superman serial, the Batman serial, and then you had The Adventures of Superman in the 50s, and then you had, you know, Batman in the 60s, and then fast forward quite a bit, actually, cartoons, et cetera, but for live action, we had Superboy, we had Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman... We had Smallville. So we've had and now we have Supergirl. So, like, the super side of DC has been, you know, in the TV realm, has been given its legs.
Mm-hmm.
But like you were saying, Batman, like, it's kind of surprising that since that series in the 60s, this is the first live-action Bat Universe series we've had.
Right.
They've had a bunch of movies, obviously. But even then, from the 60s to 1989, no movies.
Right.
But since 89, we've had, what, seven movies,
thousand.
Eight, nine movies, whatever it is, a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, and
if you count the animated and the Lego Batman.
Oh, okay. No. I'm talking live action.
Okay.
I'm leaving animated.
So I was
going
to say, we did have some Batman animated series.
Yes, right. But we also had Superman ones. And we had the Justice League. And
damn.
It's the grand finale of the fireworks display, I would assume.
Yay.
So, but what I'm saying is, we had plenty of Superman Universe television, live action television shows, but not Bat Universe. So.
Okay. Now. Did you hear the news this week that broke? Because I know we're focusing on the shows, but this was part of it. Brandon Ralph and Nora Dark are both leaving the series.
Yeah, I saw that. And it almost looks like they're together.
It does look like they're together in real life. And it also, I noticed that everything was like, Brandon Ralph breaks silence on leaving. And it's mostly just him linking, because on Instagram, all he does is he links it to different articles about the him leaving the show. And all these, you know, oh, I'm so happy to, you know, have worked with these people. And it was a great opportunity. And
yeah.
So they almost made it sound like, oh, it's a sinister thing, or, oh, it's tragic.
Right.
I don't know why.
Well, I mean, wasn't this going to be the last season of Legends anyways? Or was it not going to be?
I hadn't heard that, no.
I don't know. I can't remember. I know Arrow was getting canceled. I thought I'd heard Legends was going to get canceled for a Constantine series, was going to make its return, but who knows? We'll see. Either way, he's still going to play Kingdom Come Superman in the crossover.
Yeah. So. Which I'm excited about.
I'm so excited about this crisis. Like, sincerely. All these different characters they're bringing in. You know, I just, we've talked about it in the past episodes, but October 7th, Black Lightning Season 3. I've never watched the first two seasons. I don't know if I'm going to watch this or not.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I'll just...
I know that they're going to be part of the crossover.
Right. And I know that they moved the premiere date of the show to coincide with the crossover once right. they decided to do that and everything.
Right.
October 8th, Flash Season 6.
Excited, except for the fact that Cisco won't be there.
Yeah, that's sad. October 10th, the 15th and final season of Supernatural.
Thank God.
You know, I wouldn't have said that 12 years ago.
No. No, I would have been like, I want more Supernatural.
October 15th, Arrow Season 8.
I will say this, on October 11th, Charmed Season 2 comes back. And I'm going to check it out because I watched the whole first season.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible, but it was a bit cheesy. But they said that they're going in a whole different direction this season. So yeah. I'm interested to see what that means. You know, whether it's a much more dark and sinister and less campy, or if they're going to go what the other Charmed series did and say, let's just put the girls in skimpy outfits. And
which I remember when I originally started watching Charmed back when it, I mean, was that in the 90s, wasn't it? Late 90s.
Yep.
I really enjoyed the show. I thought it was great. You know, like we had the X-Files on then, but there weren't a lot of other like supernatural type shows on.
Yep.
For the most part. And I enjoyed the show and I enjoyed the characters and everything else. But then, yeah, all of a sudden, it just all of a sudden became about, oh, and again, not that I didn't enjoy it, but it took away from the show for me when yeah. it became all about, oh, what leather outfits can we put them in this week?
And how can we make them, you know, be boy crazy and, you know, only care about their boyfriends and their relationships this time?
Right.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
It was just, it got very old very quickly.
Now, October 14th, the day before Arrow.
I was about to say my next I'm jumping is November, so if you have anything to fill in the gap.
October 14th, Letterkenny comes to Hulu.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I know you're excited about that. I still haven't watched it, but I knew that would be one you were looking for. And yeah, I don't have anything else for October that I can see.
We're going to take a pause. So we just watched the Mandalorian trailer.
That's why we took the little pause, because it dropped and...
Oh, so like you just said, I was already going to watch it.
Yeah, of course, because it's Star Wars. It's Jon Favreau.
Yeah. But that trailer looks absolutely friggin' amazing.
There's almost no dialogue whatsoever.
Oh, no.
It's like two lines of dialogue.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else is just
visual. Carl Weathers is in it. Yeah.
I can't think of the guy, but he played the Magic Mirror in Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
He was in it. Oh, my God.
It looks awesome.
IG-88 was in it, and IG-88 was actually doing something instead of just standing there on the deck.
Yeah, it's a space western.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of stormtrooper skulls on pikes.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this, like I was to begin with, but even more so now.
Yes.
But this also gives me faith for the Star Wars universe outside of the Skywalker saga.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because this takes place after all that, right?
I don't know timeline-wise when it takes place.
I'm going to look that up.
I thought it was before. The Mandalorian. Oh, it takes place a few years after the fall of the Empire, but before the emergence of the First Order.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, basically, we may see some Chewbacca. We may see some Rey before things go down. We could see the early days of Kylo.
Yeah.
We technically could see Han.
Dude. Pedro Pascal is the Mandalorian.
Okay.
Gina Carano's in this.
Yep.
Nick Nolte.
Wow.
Giancarlo Esposito, Carl Weathers. And he's playing Greef Karga, the leader of the Bounty Hunter Guild who hires the Mandalorian to track a valuable asset.
Nice.
Emily Swallow, Werner Herzog is in it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ruin this. Taiki Watati. He is the voice of IG-11.
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe it wasn't IG-88. Maybe it was IG-11.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi.
Ming-Na.
Waititi, sorry.
Ming-Na is in it.
Yeah!
Bill Burr. Mark Bourne Jr. But, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, and apparently they got the members of the 501st Legion were called in to play Stormtrooper extras.
That's awesome.
So they got fans to come in to play Stormtroopers. Well, they already got their costumes.
Well, were they playing actual Stormtroopers or were they playing the heads on the spikes?
To play the Stormtrooper extras. Dude, holy shit. Like, yeah. I'm going to take a vacation day.
Dude.
And just watch it.
I really hate to say this because I don't want to sound like, you know, every other person, but goddamn, Disney Plus is already doing really good.
I've already decided. Like, I decided before they
announced... $7 a month.
Before they announced... dude. Before they announced the Donald Glover, Lando Calrissian series. Mm-hmm. Before they announced the She-Hulk and Ms. Marvel and the other one we're going to get to.
Moon Knight.
Before all that, like, I was talking about... And before this trailer we just watched, I already thought... Already decided that, fuck it. I'm just going to pay the $70 in November for the year.
Yeah.
And just get it over with.
That actually may not be a bad idea.
You save $18 that way, or save $14 that way, or whatever it is. You save 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just paid for the year, and I don't have to worry about it.
How many people can watch it at a time?
I don't know. I think it's two.
Okay. Still, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, there's 8 episodes in this first season of... Yeah. Takes place a few years after the events of Return of the Jedi.
It's Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know it's probably not Boba Fett, although this could be the story that people always wondered if he got out of the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
He's just called the Mandalorian. It doesn't say.
It gives me hope, though, for the Star Wars, you know, universe.
Oh, absolutely.
What we're going to see. Because I know people shit on The Last Jedi. I don't. I know you didn't like Solo. I was fine with it. I loved The Force Awakens. I loved Rogue One.
Yes.
You know? I'm still waiting for them to announce when tickets are going to go on sale for this December.
Oh, yeah.
Rise of Skywalker, Rise of the Skywalker, whatever.
Right.
Because I'm super pumped about that. So, God. Yeah, this is The Mandalorian's going to be a binger.
Yeah. Oh, 8 episodes. If they all drop at the same time, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a binger.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But yeah, I mean, the network isn't even out yet. And they've already announced all these Marvel shows. We've got a trailer for The Mandalorian. They're going to have everything that we love. Disney movies, Star Wars movies, Marvel movies. I mean, for $7 a month, $70 for a year, I mean, it's stupid not to have it.
It really is. Especially $70 for the year.
You know, I pay, what, $100 for Amazon Prime? And granted, that gets me the shipping as well as the stuff. But holy crap. Oh, by the way, we're just as kind of a bit of a downer here. You'll be interested to know this. They said recently, speaking of simultaneous concurrent streams, they said that Disney is... doing some work on, I can't remember exactly how they worded it, but basically they're going to start cracking down hardcore on people sharing accounts. If it's not in your agreement, like with Netflix, it says stream on 4 simultaneous screens at a time if you pay for the HD.
Right.
So that is something you pay for. But if it's not, like, Hulu is meant to be for one person. So they're going to start cracking down somehow. They haven't said how, but they're going to start cracking down. Disney owns Hulu. So they're going to be setting up some stuff that will somehow, I'm sure people will find ways around it, but I know that you share a Hulu account with.
So the Hulu account's in my name, luckily. Mm-hmm. But like my sister-in-law and her husband, the last 2.5 years they were living in California, they were using it. And now they live down in Delaware and they use it. And my wife's cousin Johnny uses the account and he lives in just Augusta, not that far away. And then like I have it, but then my kids have it at their mother's house. And that would be my complaint about it, you know, because like if they somehow figure out, well, it's not the same residence or whatever, but like what if I'm watching it at work?
Right.
What if I'm on vacation and I'm watching my Hulu account? You know,
again, so, I'm not sure how they're going to do it. If anything, I would say simultaneous streams. Like, they'll find a way to block simultaneous streams.
They already have that.
Yeah,
we can only have two at once with Hulu.
But
so, like, if Addison's upstairs watching it and Johnny's watching it, and then we try to watch something, it says, sorry. So they already have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so I'm not sure what they're going to do.
But if they're going to try and be like, well, wait a second, this IP address continuously watching in Delaware can't be, you know, like.
Right.
But then what if that's your kids off at college watching it?
Right. As of August 23rd at 8:43 p.m., which is, today, Disney's upcoming Disney Plus streaming service is shaping up to be quite the deal. According to CNET, the service will launch November 12th with support for 4 simultaneous streams.
That's
and
crazy.
4K included.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
4 simultaneous streams in 4K. All for the base price of $6.99 a month. Subscribers will also be able to create and manage up to 7 profiles on a single account.
Wow.
So you could have 7 different profiles, and then 4 of them can be watching at a time.
My Hulu does have 6 profiles on it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, 5.
So 4 streams at 4K for $7 a month.
That's crazy.
What's Netflix going to do?
Netflix is now, my Netflix just went up to $12.99.
Yeah, and that's for 4 in high def, granted, but that's only Netflix. Like, this is Disney.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff that's
which good Disney charges $100 a day per ticket to get into their theme park. So, like, which, and they make a fortune there, obviously, people pay it. So it kind of surprises me that it's so cheap. I mean, look at the HBO one coming out, HBO Max, which is going to be, $17.99 or $14.99? I mean, well, HBO itself is $14.99. This Max is supposed to be, like, $17.99?
Yeah.
I think I saw the price point was.
I think Disney is being very smart, and they're like, people already want it. Now let's make even the people who are on the fence say, why not?
Because, legitimately, what's $7 a month? As opposed to $14 a month, $17 a month?
Think of it this way. $7 is one trip to, like, Subway or...
Right.
You know, McDonald's.
Right.
So it's one meal.
It's actually even less than McDonald's practically now. You know?
So,
but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Per month, that can be done easily.
Yeah.
And granted, some people would say, well, then they start adding up because you've got $7 for that. You've got $12.99 for Netflix. You've got, you know, whatever else you're doing. You know, I've got a couple of game subscription things. So they start to add up. Absolutely. I can handle $7 a month.
Yeah. I have.
I work for 15 minutes and I'll make that.
Yeah. I don't have cable. I haven't had cable now. This is surprising me. 7.5 years I haven't had cable. And I've managed just fine. But yeah, I have Hulu. I have Netflix. I have WWE Network. I have New Japan World.
You can watch stuff if you want.
I have an antenna that grabs 17 channels, luckily for me. I mean, like, it's funny because where I am now, I get those 17 channels. I lived one street over. I got 2. So, I mean, yeah.
Yep.
It's stupid, the broadband.
Oh, it's the same way where I can sit at my desk and I can watch things just fine. I go sit on the toilet and I can't.
Right.
You know, 20
absurd.
Feet away.
You're in the same house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking at work.
Oh.
No, at home I've got Wi-Fi everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That,
I'm talking at work, my 4G signal.
Oh, you don't have Wi-Fi in your building?
It's state Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's what we got.
It's garbage.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely.
Did you ever use it in dispatch?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
it's garbage.
On night shift? Works just fine.
Oh, yeah, because nobody else is using it. Remember, the name of it is public access.
Yeah,
so everyone's using it during the day, and everyone's watching Hulu and Netflix at their desks. You'll figure that out eventually. You'll be able to get away with it, I'm sure.
I don't think I will.
No?
No. Oh, I think
you're going to get creative.
At the same time, though, hopefully I'm going to be busy enough I won't need to.
That's what they all say.
You know? And I was told I get an hour lunch break. I went, an hour? How am I going to do with the other 55 minutes?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm so used to, like, eating at my desk and, like, I want to eat while it's hot. I got to choke on it.
Unless I have errands to run, the hour is a waste. For a while there, I was actually, like, I'd go and eat something and then walk around and then just sit there and, like, watch a show or play a game or something. So that's why I'm fortunate that I can just do a half an hour lunch now.
Oh, you got you. Oh, in your, then that was part of the new agreement.
Well, that's part of the new agreement that I got with my new job. But technically speaking, the labor laws say that they only have to give you a half an hour lunch. So you could just tell them, you know, I'd rather take a half an hour lunch and get out a half an hour early, like I do, you know, get out at 4 instead of 4:30.
Well,
but feel it out.
Maybe we'll see what happens, you know, once I've been there a little while. And I haven't even had my first date yet. Okay. So, again, after Arrow, I jumped to November for my debut. So if you have anything else you want to add. But as we're talking about Arrow, I want to talk about his new show.
Yeah.
He signed to headline, or not headline, but to be the top guy or whatever, star in Heels, an hour-long drama set in the outrageous world of independent professional wrestling, which looks like Starz is picking up 8 episodes for the first season, possibly. Written by Michael Waldron, who wrote Loki.
Okay. Which we haven't seen yet, so.
Yeah, Heels is about the men and women who chase their dreams in the world of small-time pro wrestling set in the close-knit Georgia community, which if you're a wrestling fan, like Georgia, like in the South, Georgia is a huge professional wrestling territory. You had Georgia Championship Wrestling, and then you had Championship Wrestling from Georgia, the NWA, I mean, the Omni in Atlanta. I mean, like, it's just, that is a, Georgia was a hotbed professional wrestling back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in that area. So the fact that it's being based in there makes sense. Cool. If you're a diehard wrestling fan, I guess.
And we know that Stephen Amell can act.
And he
works out.
And we know that he wrestles, because he's wrestled not just SummerSlam for the WWE. He wrestled on the first pay-per-view for called All In that the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes put out there.
Yep.
He also wrestled for Ring of Honor on a couple, like, house shows.
Nice.
And he's legitimately always looked good in the ring.
Well, I think it's interesting, this one, he is the heel.
Yes, he's the... Well, and...
Because it's, you know, him and his brother have to decide who's going to be the heel and who's going to be the face.
Yeah, basically, it says here, set in a close-knit Georgia community, follows a family-owned wrestling promotion as two brothers and rivals, one of them played by Amell, war over their late father's legacy. Okay, this is legitimately back, if you go to, this is independent wrestling because it's taking place in 2019. You're back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, early 80s, but definitely 60s and 70s. This was the territorial system in wrestling where... The promoter would die or retire, but mostly he would die. And the family would take it over, and they would fight and battle over it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's...
So you're really excited about
it. I really am, yeah, yeah.
It sounds like it's right up your alley.
And the thing is, with Stephen Amell being in it, there's so much credibility given to it immediately.
Right.
Because of his chops with acting and with...
His athleticism.
Athleticism, like you said. And then his actual... He's a fan of wrestling.
Yep.
And he's been in the ring, you know, on the biggest stage of the WWE to, you know.
So he's going
to
take the story seriously.
Exactly. It's not going to be someone who's just like, like Ricky Schroeder when he did that wrestling show on CMT.
Okay.
You know. Anyways, one of them played by Mal war over their late father's legacy in the ring. Somebody must play the good guy and somebody must play the nemesis, the heel, Amell. In the real world, those characters can be hard to live up to or hard to leave behind. So,
okay,
yep, I'm pretty excited about this. There's more about it, but I'm not going to keep reading it. But oh, this is hilarious! After the show broke about it, after they finally announced it and everything like that, Amell tweeted, "Hey, at Cody Rhodes, want to come help me make a TV show?"
So you know Cody Rhodes is going to be in it.
Which, yeah, because Cody Rhodes did some guest shots on Arrow.
Yep.
You know, for a couple seasons.
Yep.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about this. It's going to make me get Starz for a month.
Okay, yeah.
That's the thing about not having cable. Like, sometimes shows come back or come in, and we'll end up getting it for a month.
I have no idea who the best deal is. I know you can get it through Hulu, and you can get it through Amazon. I get mine through Amazon. It's like $8 a month.
Basically, HBO, HBO Go, HBO Now, HBO whatever. HBO is $15 a month, no matter where you get it.
Yep.
Rather you get it directly from them, or you go through Hulu. The only plus to going through Hulu,
yeah, but this is Stars, I thought you said.
Right, but what I'm saying is, so a lot of them are the same way. Like Stars, rather you, but download their app.
Oh, I got you. Yeah,
go so through. Like it's- like a Hulu add-on, it's going to be the same price. Okay. Yeah. Excuse me.
So I forgot a show as we were going through here.
Okay.
September 24th, a new show on ABC, the only new show on ABC that I actually took note of. It's called Emergence. You heard of this one? Allison Tolman. She's the she was the female cop on Fargo.
Oh, I liked her.
She finds a magic kid. Basically, she's a sheriff type again. And a plane crashes on the beach near her house. Everybody's dead except for there's this one kid who is completely unharmed.
Long Island's Peconic Bay.
And the kid looks to be about 12 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's a little girl, and she seems to have these weird powers and doesn't know anything, doesn't remember where she's from, but wants to stay with the cop. In the preview, you see these two people who show up and say that they're her parents. But then they don't have any photos of her in their phone, and they magically disappear. And I'm saying magic, it's probably all sci-fi stuff. But other people that I saw in here, her father is played by Clancy Brown.
I love it. Yeah.
Owain Yemin is in there, who was Rigsby on The Mentalist.
Donald Faison.
Donald Faison is in this as either a neighbor or a friend or
Joe's
something.
It's Joe's ex-husband.
Oh.
The lead.
Even better.
Allison Tolman, she plays Joe Evans. It's her ex-husband and the baby daddy.
So if it was based on the cast, I'd be like, I'm in. Based on the story, I'm in.
Yeah.
So
I actually may have to watch this myself.
Yeah. It's starting on the 24th at 10 p.m. on ABC.
Reoccurring character, character named Richard Kindred, a charming but ruthless multi-billionaire and head of Auger Industries, a tech firm and mysterious and very secret agenda. Played by Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
That's cool as shit.
So we've got Terry O'Quinn, and we've got, I just want to say Linus.
This is the first I've heard of this. Yeah.
I will definitely check that. I like her as an actress.
I do, too. I really enjoyed her on Fargo. And you know what?
I loved her in Downward Dog.
I would have liked to have seen another season of Fargo with her.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly, we're still getting a fourth season. It's going to be set in 1950, and Chris Rock is going to be in it.
Really?
But it hasn't even started filming yet.
Hmm.
Maybe because Chris Rock's too busy rebooting Saw for some fucking reason.
Interesting.
Anyways.
I'm worried, of course, with anything, where this show goes, that they'll do that thing where they try to drag on the mystery for too long. You know, the kid has no memory of where she came from, and she has magic powers. And, you know, if they don't give us answers early on, we said the same thing with Manifest. We've said this with a lot of different shows. If they don't give us some answers, it's going to fail. The ratings are going to go down. Nobody's going to want to tune in week after week and be like, okay, we didn't get anything this week either. They want something, a little something. Like, look at The In-Between. The In-Between's phenomenal.
I was about to say, The In-Between, they straight away, this is what it is. I go back to this is my favorite part of the series, one of my favorite moments of the series.
Oh.
Hey, Dad. Yeah. Hey, Tom. Yeah. Just saw a lot of bugs. Don't know if it's my thing or your thing, but thought I'd let you know. All right. Thanks a lot, Cassie. What was that? Cassie saw bugs. Be on the lookout. Partner. Okay.
Don't know what it means. Yeah.
See, just the casualness of it. I love it because it's not a big secret, a big mystery. Oh, we got to hide it from this person. It's just like, saw a bunch of bugs. Don't know what that means. So, I'm excited about this because I'm a nostalgic geek.
Okay.
But then I'm excited about the first half of the title, the second half of the title, not so much. November 5th, The Wonderful World of Disney returns.
Really?
Yeah.
On Disney Plus?
On ABC. November 5th.
Which is a good spot for it.
Yeah, that's where it was. Back in the day, that's where it was. It's going to be a live TV musical of The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. And this was the one with that weird casting that everybody freaked out because they cast Halle Bailey as Ariel. And
nope. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't think it's the same thing. I think that's supposed to be a live TV movie.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's supposed to be a theater movie. This is a live musical.
Hmm.
So, and November 5th is a Tuesday, not a Sunday, which is the typical.
Right. The Wonderful World of Disney was, I thought, always
it was a 7 p.m. Sunday night. Yeah. So, I'm checking out that I can't talk right now. Sorry, it's a great audio device I'm delivering right now.
Anyways, yeah, you're kind of distracted.
I'm trying to find that Little Mermaid live action to see if it's one and the same. All right, we'll find Little Mermaid Live. Would have been featured in broadcast, blah, blah, blah. The Queen Latifah's in this, Iola Carvalho. Shaggy.
Zoinks.
And Queen Latifah and Shaggy starring as Ariel, Ursula, and Sebastian. Queen Latifah is going to be Ursula.
Okay.
Actually, I can buy that. Yeah, so this isn't the Little Mermaid, the reboot they're doing.
Okay.
Because I didn't think it was one and the same. But the only other thing I have on here, obviously, is going to be November 12th, bunch of Disney Plus stuff. When that launches.
A lot.
So did you have anything else to add to all that?
Not for new and upcoming shows, no.
Okay, so that's it then.
I think that was, yeah. Well, we knew this was, you know, kind of a lighter week because we're just doing that. I mean, we had a couple of news things in there, but most of my news stuff I'm going to save for next week when we're back in the swing of news-ish stuff.
I kind of feel like bringing this up anyways because I'd like to just touch base and then hopefully by next week we have a better answer. But
sure.
Sony and Disney parted ways, and now Spider-Man's not in the MCU.
Yeah, that's...
I hope they fix that.
I hope they do as well.
I've heard a bunch of different reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's because of this, it's because of this, because Sony wanted this, and Disney wanted this, and Stanley's daughter speaks out, and says she sides with Sony, and blah, 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 blah. All these different speculations, and this back and forth, and back and forth. Ultimately, the way I feel about it, and this is what I texted you when I heard about it, which was... You know, if this is true, basically both Sony and Disney are saying to the fans, fuck you up your stupid dumb fat asses.
Right. Yeah. All they both care about is the money and not the fans.
Right. Yeah.
Which is wrong.
They're both saying fuck you to the fans when it comes to it. Because we got to see... all right. So Spider-Man first got introduced in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Homecoming. We got him in Infinity Wars and Endgame and then Far From Home.
Yep.
So, I mean, we got five awesome Spider-Man properties.
Sure did.
Out of this joint venture. Two solo movies, three joint Marvel movies, you know, with the basically three Avengers movies, if you will.
Right.
It would suck so bad if that was the end of it. Because I'm not saying it's not going to be as good if he's not involved. But think about it. The next Spider-Man movie and basically everything he's been attached to is not there anymore except for... That immediate Spider-Man cast, like his best friend, like their version of MJ, you know, but no more Tony Stark mentioning. Like, how are they going to do that?
I have no
idea. No Happy dating his aunt.
Nope.
No connection to anything Marvel Avengers really. Like,
he can't talk about Thor or Cap or anything like that.
Might as well fucking reboot it.
Right. Which is what everybody's scared about. You know, the memes have started. They're like, oh God, are we going to have to see Uncle Ben die a fourth time?
Yeah. Might as well just reboot it.
Or then. I saw one today that was, it was Tobey Maguire, and he goes, hey, guys, want to hear a joke? And you see Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland both say, sure. And he goes, trilogy. I'm like, oh, because neither one of them got a trilogy.
Right.
He did, and the third one was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah. What's interesting about this, I haven't seen anything about this when they're talking about Disney and Marvel, is right before this, like I would say a day before it.
Yeah.
At Gamescom, Sony made the announcement that they just purchased Insomniac Studios, which Insomniac is not
phenomenally large. It's not Activision or anything like that, but they are the ones who just made the hugely popular Spider-Man game for the PlayStation 4. They made Sunset Overdrive. They made the Ratchet and Clank games. They don't have a ton of games, but the ones that they do are all highly credited. They are really good games, including that Spider-Man game was phenomenal. So Sony just bought them, basically brought the studio under them and said, we own you now. You're going to work for us and only build stuff for the PlayStation. And Insomniac was fine with that because they mostly do PlayStation stuff anyway. But it's interesting that they just purchased that studio, and now right on the heels of that, they ended the deal with Disney. Hmm. Almost feels like they are awash in money, and they're like, we want to consolidate all of our toys. I don't know. I know we're going to get more and more info about this as we go on.
The way I feel right now, I don't want to see any more Tom Holland Spider-Man if it's not in the Marvel Universe, because they can't tell us. In my opinion, any story they try to tell is going to be hampered by the fact that he's not in the universe.
Right.
And they can't, and they're not going to be using any of the universe aspects in the movie.
Right.
Which, really, for me, this Tom Holland Spider-Man has been the best Spider-Man.
Yes, I have really enjoyed him. It's the first time he felt like a kid.
Yeah, which is what Spider-Man is.
Although, to be fair, live action, yes. Into the Spider-Verse was fucking phenomenal.
Oh my god, well yeah, but that's different. That's a different realm. That's its own thing. But I will say also, I did enjoy Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man movies. And at the time when the Tobey Maguire ones came out, you know, just excited to have a Spider-Man movie. Because if you think about it, prior to those, we hadn't had live-action Spider-Man since the 70s, the really schlocky ones. And then that Mexican ripoff. What you looking up?
Well, I suddenly thought... No, never mind.
What?
I was hoping that maybe Miles Morales was still under Marvel.
Oh,
we head into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, which no, was a Sony
he's not. So. Yeah, he's not. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
It does.
Well, again, hopefully they fix that. They get their heads together and they fix that for us fans.
Yeah.
So, that's it for me this week.
That's it for me as well.
Awesome. Hope you guys enjoyed
that. Wow. 111. 11.
Yeah, when we've opened up the screen. I hope you enjoyed listening to my family.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely took some center stage in a lot of this.
Oh, gosh. All right, we're professional. I'm on Twitter, I'm Superstar Mal.
If we're professional, we'd be getting paid.
That's true.
Yeah. We're amateur.
We're amateur. We're having fun. This is fun.
Yeah. I'm the quantum geek.
Wow. Wow.
I got nothing else going on Friday night.
Wasted his fucking time for the last 175 episodes.
It is, yeah. Last 175.
Last 2.5 years.
Damn, has it been that long?
It's been longer. It's been over 3 years. I can't math. Math not good. 3.5 years.
I mean, we're up to 175 episodes. 174 if you go by the website.
Correct, yeah. Actually, Martin. But still.
Right.
You know, 175. That's
pretty impressive.
156 is 3 years, so it's been 3.5 years, practically.
So, yeah.
Which is, I think, good.
Yeah. Yeah, because usually, like, I found this, I don't know about you, but, you know, people are like, blah, 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 blah. One of the ladies at work, you know, she's like, oh, I love podcasts. I'm like, I have a podcast. She's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, we've done 170 episodes. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah. You know, I have a podcast. You know, we just started and we've got like 2 episodes. And, you know, we do it every couple of months. No, we do it weekly and we've got 175 episodes. Oh, so you seriously have a podcast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We legitimately
do. We do.
This is not a fly-by-night organization.
I mean, I hit record, we talk, I hit stop, you put the bumpers on, you post it. I mean.
Yeah. Like I said, but
that's
amateur.
That's what I like about it.
Amateur.
But you know who does the same thing? Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
That's where I got that from, listening to, you know, at the time, The Nerdist. Now it's what, IDT10, which spells idiot.
ID10T.
ID10T, which spells idiot.
Yep.
But yeah, he's like, huh, so you spent, because he's talking to Kevin Smith, you spent how many hours editing one episode?
Yeah.
He's like, I hit record when you got here. I'm going to hit stop when you leave. I'm going to throw a bumper on the front end, and I'm done.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, it's shit.
Wrong.
If that's what he does, that's all I'm doing from now on.
Right. You get some of these, like, some of the ones that I listen to will be, like, professional-type things. You know, the IGN podcasts all have to be professional because they've got people who, they're reporters, and they're reporting on things.
Right.
Or if they're doing a story, or like, you know, Welcome to Night Vale, you know, they've got a script.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they probably do have to, like, stop, well, let's do another take of that, or, you know, oh, we've got to splice in something else here because, you know,
or someone the ads puts in the middle. Music and, in. And
yeah. Yeah.
On and on, and edit. And
no. If this was a job, sure. Absolutely. But we're just having fun. We're just playing around.
Just two friends.
Two friends.
Talking about instead of just messaging each other and talking all week about shows when they happen, we're just consolidating it to a block. And even then, we're still texting.
Yeah, I know.
And chatting about it all week.
Well, especially with trailers. Like, I will send you trailers and you send me trailers because it's like, I want to be able to talk about this on the podcast.
Watch it, yeah.
So... yeah.
And then you get like a couple trailers you share today that we'll talk about next week, where it's just like
night and day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I want to watch, they both look amazing, but they're completely different. Completely. So, yeah. All right, cool.
That'll be next week. You'll have to tune in if it's the podcast, which of course we will.
We will.
Yeah.
We will. Later.